What up, y'all? Another edition of Just Talk with Sam Show. Just Talk with Sam Show. At the Just Talk with Sam podcast. I don't know if y'all figured this out yet. And thanks for the concern of those who sent emails, tweets, and everything else. I want to say I am not dead. I am not. I'm okay.
You're not close to being dead.
We'll get into that in a minute. Because obviously there was no show last week, and well, because there's a reason why. There's a good reason why there wasn't a show last
week. No, it's not.
It's a very good reason.
Okay, I'll let you think that.
And this also explains why there's no Captain Morgan next to me right now. I don't really remember what happened last week. So, I was blessed today with a Seagram Golden Wine Cooler. And I think we all know Seagram Golden Wine Coolers. It was... That's right.
Look here.
Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers. Golden
Wine.
It's wet and it's dry. Golden
Wine
Coolers. Yep. Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers. No, they're not our sponsor right now. But to really explain what happened last week, I can't do it. I can't explain it because, plainly, I don't really remember. I know why there is in the show, but I don't know what happened. So, and the week before last, we did a double-sided show with Nick, and we're starting to appeal to women. It's a lot of stuff that happened. So, since we're appealing to women,
I'm now appealing to women.
Who's there? Last week, explain why there's no show. And that woman, you know her, I love her. You guys, few of y'all on the fence. A lot of people love her, other people take a leaver. That would be my wife Tasha. So Tasha, if you want to tell the people why there's no show, or why there was no show last week.
Jesus. Well, glad to see Sam came back.
Oh, wait. Before you start, I forgot. We are appealing to women. We're going after that Oprah audience because Oprah isn't there anymore. So,
now appealing to women.
You suck.
That is the official sound. And since we're trying to get some of that Oprah people, she ain't doing her show no more. So, before you start.
Now appealing to women.
All right.
Can I just get on with the story?
Yes, please tell the audience of why there was no show last week.
All right. Well, so glad to see Sam came back to the land of the living.
Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers.
Sam was out of here. It all started last Sunday. One of Sam's good buddies came back from
Japan.
Asia. Yes, he got
married. You know who else is over there? Kenny Rogers Russell.
He got married, and him and Sam have not seen each other in over a year, so yes, they were knocking back liquor like it was going out of style.
What's wrong with that?
Now, Sam is doing this knowing full well that he has to go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And it's around 10, 11 o'clock.
What's wrong with that?
Everything is wrong with that, because I had to be to work at 4.
Okay.
So... Sam had that last glass. After he had that last glass, I knew it was going for the worst. Good friend leave out the house. So Sam comes to me. Hey, I want some booty.
Bro, you make me sound like Flea Johnson. I want some booty. We gonna do this the hard way.
No, he said he wanted to do the F word. F-U-C-K.
We're gonna do this the easy way. Or we gonna do this the hard way.
In other words, Sam said, I wanna have some sex.
But you gonna give up that booty.
Kinda, sorta, but no. So I said, okay, Sam. I said, Sam, you too drunk. He's like, I ain't drunk. Look at it. It's hard. Okay.
Look at it, it's hard. That's what you want.
So, I looked at it, and it was hard, so we went on to
now appealing to women.
That's right. We are appealing to women.
So
we
went on and proceeded to doing what married people do. Some married people. And Sam, in like mid mid-thrust, it got really bad. Because Sam instantly got soft. And I knew something wasn't right with Sam. Because he's like, let me see them titties.
That's my drunk.
Yes. He let me see him.
Like,
titties.
I've been drunk before.
Sam does not finish words when he's drunk. So it may have been titty to everybody else. It was titty. That's what he said. Okay.
I've been drunk before.
So.
And I finished words.
I said, since you want to see him, you know, maybe you should take my bra. Sam could not take my bra off. He could not figure out how to remove the bra. He didn't know if he was going or coming. So we stopped. I said, I can't do this no more. This is crazy. And I turned over and go to sleep. I am, about 10 minutes later, I'm dozing off, finally go to sleep. I just see him sit up, turn to his right, and let out some projectile vomit all over the dresser, all over the floor, all down the side of my satin bed skirt and my sheets.
I don't remember any of this. Sorry. Yes. I don't remember one bit of this.
So I said, Sam, what are you doing? Get up and go to the bathroom. So he gets up, stumbling to the bathroom, knocks my powder off my dresser. We have two different dressers. He threw up on his dresser. He knocks the powder off my dresser, knocks the air freshener out the wall, amongst other stuff that he knocked down. But whatever. So he finally makes it into the bathroom. I'm not paying attention to where he is because I'm trying to get this throw up because it smelled like burnt plastic and ass. Chunks of chicken are on the floor.
I don't remember eating chicken. Yes.
So basically what's on the floor looks like it could be chunky chicken soup. So
I didn't have
it. I instantly get a bucket and some soap and trying to scrub it up to get the smell out or whatever and douse it with a little carpet fresh to keep the smell down. I had to actually deep clean the carpet, but I'll get into that later.
Okay.
So I goes in the bathroom. Sam is laying head in the toilet, lips on the toilet bowl, dry heaving.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you were.
Okay.
It was getting very bad. I went and got some Gatorade, told him to drink that, and as soon as he drank that, he threw that right back up. So he finally got up everything. He thought he had to throw up because he really didn't eat anything. So he got up all the throw up he could get out. So I finally got him. I had to pick him up. So let me rewind this story because somehow Sam ended up naked. I don't know who told him to take his clothes off, but he was in the bathroom in front of the toilet, head in the toilet bowl, lips on the toilet, but naked. So I finally got him up and into the dining room. I set him on the dining room chair while I go find him some bottoms to put on because I just can't have a grown man naked throwing up on the floor. That just don't work for me. So I get him some shorts. I take that back. I put him in the chair, go look in the closet, get him some shorts or whatever. And I hear a big thump as if somebody fell. Sam is laying. He had fell out of the chair, laying on our dining room floor next to him, and the chair are both laying on the floor. Just put it like that. So I finally go back, get him some drawers. Actually, I got his shorts he had on in the first place. He started throwing up again, so I had to put the shorts under his mouth so he wouldn't mess up my damn carpet.
Don't remember any of that.
Because at this point, he was puking up the red Gatorade that I gave him. And I didn't want him to get any more throw up on the damn carpet. So I put that under his mouth and go find some extra medium pair of drawers and stick them on him so he wouldn't be naked. And then I pick him up. Sam is heavy. He might be small, but he's heavy. I picked him up and I put him on the couch in our den. He's still near death. I have to be to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's around 1:30, 2 o'clock right now. So I finally got him situated and laid him down. With garbage can next to him. Water on the table. And I laid down and got like 30 minutes of sleep. Because that's all I was getting. And I got to pick up with the work. I knew Sam had to be to work. I don't know why he was drinking like this, but I called him a few hours later at 7:45 in the morning to wake him up to go to work. Sam would not answer the phone. He was still out. Sam had blacked out.
I don't remember any of this.
Blacked out. Sorry. Blackout drunk. I called him. It got so bad till I had to call his brother and have his brother, Big McMahon, who runs the board, had to have his brother come over here to check on him to make sure he was still alive and see if he was going to work so I could call his job to let them know that he wasn't coming.
And?
Finally, he answers the phone. The first thing he says, why am I in a den?
Once again, I don't remember any of this.
I said, Sam, and why do I have these little drawers on? Sam, you were laying on the bathroom floor, butt naked, throwing up. And the den is the only place I can get you, because I wasn't putting you back in the bed, because the floor is covered in throw up.
I appreciate that, but I don't remember any of that.
So, Sam was fine, but he was dog sick for 2 days after all of this. Eat before you drink.
Okay. Now, with that harrowing tale of what may have happened, if you read Twitter, I was placed on a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Forced hiatus?
No, not forced hiatus, obviously, because no one recorded this and this wasn't on the show. But I was placed on the 7-day booze ban.
So yeah, he violated that.
Yeah, it's unbeknownst to me, I was placed on a 7-day booze ban. What that means is no beer, no alcohol, no whatever. So that brings us to the point, because I'm drinking a Seagram's Golden Wine Cooler because, well, there's no more Captain Morgan.
You don't need any Captain
Morgan. We took down a liter of Captain Morgan and a fifth of Jack.
Now, again, after I got off of work, I didn't get off work until 2:30. I did want to come home early just to check on him because he had me worried because he was near death.
I was good.
No, you weren't. You didn't see what I seen. I wish I could have videotaped it because it was bad. I've seen Sam throwing up drunk before, but I have never seen him pass
out. All right, first of all right, let's cut the bullshit right here, ma'am. All right, we all have bad nights.
Yeah.
Now, I am responsible enough to have one bad night a year. That was just a 2011 bad night. I hope you liked it. Because 2012 gonna be some shit.
I'm not cleaning up no more throat. That's all I got.
2010 was alright. 2009, nothing bad. 2011, it's pretty bad. So, I try to let myself go crazy one night out of the year.
So that is the reason why Santa and I podcast.
And that's the reason why we didn't podcast. Now, the reason why we didn't tape is because, well, I don't know. Somebody just didn't hit the record button. So now I'm back. Everything's fine again. I got my Seagram Golden Wine Cooler. And right after the show, we're going to go get some Captain Morgan. Not that we're knocking, you know, anything about the good folks at Seagram's Golden Wine Cooler. Because I don't know if you heard the song, It's Wet When It's Dry. It's Seagram's. That's right.
Look here.
Seagram's Golden Wine Coolers.
You honestly should stop drinking now. From that experience, I won't have another drink ever.
Well, you're not me. You're not me. So now that we got that going on, now the fans know why we didn't have a show next week. But since it is next week, or however you want to look at it, got a show going on. Normally, we're reaching out to the women folk. If you listen to the last couple minutes of last show, we totally decimated Nick's relationship with pretty much any woman.
Yeah.
And the part that wasn't recorded, that the girl heard the show and she wants nothing to do with him. It was after that. I felt a little bit.
I mean, we don't even want to have nothing to do with him.
I love that guy in the most heterosexual way possible, no homo, because he, first time around, made this show super funny.
The second time around,
it was getting sad. But We're going to get off Nick for a second because we're appealing to women.
Now appealing to women. Oh,
why don't you like that sound effect?
Because you're not appealing to women.
I think we are appealing to women. You were just talking about big, hard, throbbing cock.
Okay.
If that doesn't appeal to women, nothing will, baby. So nothing will.
We want to talk about that right now?
No, appealing to women.
Are we going to Myers tonight?
You just dropped it. Why?
Because I really want to get some Magnums.
Why?
Not condoms, no. Magnum ice cream bars.
Are you trying to appeal to women?
Yes. Talking about chocolate. What woman doesn't like chocolate?
Now appealing to women.
Let's be honest with ourselves. How many Oprah people coming over here?
Two.
That's just.
You got me and...
You planning on leaving this bitch right now? Hey, we going to Myers or what? I'm going to drop this fucking microphone.
I was asking because I really, before I update my phone and everything, I want to get some Magnums.
We'll get into that in a minute. We will get into
not
that.
Not condoms, everybody. Not condoms.
Yeah. We all know little Dick Sam with his drunk.
We're married. Why would we use a condom? It's stupid.
No, it isn't.
I've waited 5 years to bang you raw. Why would I start not banging you raw?
Because I don't want a fucking baby.
Well, I'm pregnant, Sam, so.
Well, this is the last Just Talk with Sam.
I'm not pregnant, people.
This is the last show. We got to, like, clean this shit up and somehow delete something from the internet so this little motherfucker won't know I'm a piece of shit.
Why you got to be all that? And who said it's going to be a boy?
It's my boy can swim. It's going to be a boy.
Okay, well, let's make him swim right now then.
See? What is it with you? Do you just not want to be here?
What do you mean?
Because you are finding ways to not be here.
I really am. I'm kind of tired. I want to go get some Magnums.
Please be more specific.
I want ice cream.
Okay. Just say ice cream.
Or some Golden Rush from flavor.
Just say ice cream.
I want some ice cream. So, yes, I'm trying to find a way to get some ice cream.
You're trying to find a way to leave.
Yes, that too. I'm trying to find a way to exit. Because I want you to have your podcast to yourself.
Well, before we have our podcast to ourselves, I will... First of all, hold on one second. All right, before we just jump into whatever the hell we jump into, you are a female, mm-hmm. and are you? Shit, you said that like you wasn't sure.
Am I a female?
I should be asking you.
I'm asking you.
You was like, huh? I don't know.
All right, nigga.
But we are...
Now appealing to women.
That's right. We are appealing to women.
Are you really?
And what we're going to have, the first female swag test. That's
I've
right.
I've already done a swag test.
All right, well, that's development. That shit don't count.
You also want some first female guest? I am your first female guest.
Yes, I know, in this house. No, you are, but since you kind of work for the show, you're not really a guest. You just kind of.
Yes.
Sort of.
Don't sort of at me.
You're like right between. All right. Anyway, got to ask. First female swag test. Throw it out there. You know.
Swag test, baby.
Ooh. Those who don't know, swag test is when we put a person. Now, at first it was just like we put dudes, but now swag test is when we put anybody in an uncomfortable situation in which they have to use their swag to get out of it. They have to be on their P's and Q's, and they're graded on a scale totally judged by me. So, one more time. You ready for the swag test?
Why not?
You know.
Swag test, baby.
All right, with that rousing introduction with the swag test, what we're going to do, we're going to ask. Today's swag test. Ready, Tasha?
Yeah.
All right. We all know you sing. You go at church, you sing, you get in the choir, you're doing pretty much everything you can, right?
Yep.
And when you finish singing, everyone gave you their round of applause. Everyone said, you know, you did such a good job. Unbeknownst to you, when you put the mic down, you dropped it. And it's still on. It's still on, but it's actually like on a stand next mm-hmm. to it. Not the mic stand, but you know how they lower the mic stand or whatever?
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to you, that mic is still on. And you farted. And the fart from you got caught on mic, and now the rest of the church heard it. Now all eyes are on you. Use your swag to get out of that one.
Well, I mean, how am I being approached by this? Somebody say, ooh, did you just fart?
Everyone just saw you cut one in the middle of church. And
I just walk away. I walk away. I would say a word. Walk away.
So you just let everyone just see you just cut one in the middle of church.
Nope, somebody asked you farted. Nope.
And it's actually louder because it's been echoed by the microphone.
I won't say nothing.
Not one word.
Just, I wouldn't acknowledge
Nope. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. Yeah. It's a kick ass song. What?
Am I the only one up here by myself?
Nobody. Yeah, it's just you. It's just you. So it's no mistake.
I wouldn't say a word.
It's no mistake. You just farted in the middle.
I wouldn't say nothing.
All right.
Would not say nothing.
I don't even know how to scale to 1 to 10.
The only way you can.
I wonder if you could take away points. Can you get negative points?
But honestly, the best way to handle it is not saying anything.
Nah, you gotta say something. You gotta say something.
You don't need to say anything.
How would you do it? You just point. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't say nothing. Just walk away from it.
Fine. Scale to 1 to 10.
But really, they're swagging their finger butt while you're walking away.
Scale to 1 to 10. And I'm being generous. I'm giving you a 3. I'm being, that's generous.
That's fine. I'll take a 3.
3. Oh, shit.
What?
Alright. Swag test over. We do what we do here. And,
we talk about swag test you.
Think of some shit. Do I have to press this fucking button again?
I'm about to swag test you.
Yeah, I'm pressing the button again. Y'all press the button again, you know.
Swag tested, baby.
Ooh. How are you annoyed by that? And that's your voice.
I didn't say I was annoyed.
All right, then.
I didn't say anything like that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, I'm going to give you the swag tester that you gave the waiter.
All right.
All right. You are on the roof for some odd reason, either cleaning the gutters out or doing all something right of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Something that requires you to be on a roof.
Okay.
And you look next door and you notice that your neighbor's seemingly hot wife.
All right.
Has just gotten out of the shower, either get in the shower.
So I got a chance to see.
So you see tits and ass. All right.
Of the hot neighbor wife. Yes. Right? Okay.
But as you're gawking.
Uh-huh.
After you're gazing a little too long.
Okay.
He sees you. And from his vantage point, he can see what you're looking at.
Okay.
Which is his naked wife.
Okay.
How do you get out of that?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. Immediately. Hey, Jerry, what the fuck, man? I got kids, dog. Can you close the fucking bathroom? I mean, we don't need to be seeing that shit, Jerry. I mean, damn. I mean, come the fuck on. Jerry, tell your wife to stop, you know, running around naked and shit. Nobody needs to see that. See that? See how I flipped that? That's good. That's easy as hell. Hell yeah.
Then he said, Sam, I noticed you were gawking at me.
Because, I mean, damn. I mean, if I look that long. Jerry, goddamn. If I could look that long, then what would the kids think? The kids walking past. Nobody, you know.
So what if you flip it on you? How would you feel if I looked at your wife that long?
Oh, really? Really? That means I need to be on my shit. I covered up my bathroom door so nobody would do that shit, man. Come on, Jerry. Damn, man. We got kids running around. Little Susie on her fucking bike. See that shit? Come on, Jerry. Fuck.
You done?
Yep.
Like yep. 5.
That ain't no damn 5. That's higher than that. You would have never thought of that shit. Nobody would have thought. You would have thought of that shit. You would have been like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I would have flipped it on Jerry. And I would have kept a straight face. Jerry would have walked in his house. Bitch, cover yourself up. Come on now. Shit. Trying to scare the neighbors and stuff. Just showing off all your goodies. Wear some clothes. Why are you hoeing Jerry?
I ain't said nothing.
Why you hoeing Jerry?
I want some ice cream, I know that much.
Get your stupid fucking ice cream, man. Well, this may be a short one because this motherfucker been sitting here and saw like 3 ice cream commercials. She saw Häagen-Dazs, then turned around and saw the fucking Magnum, and now there's a Ben and Jerry's commercial. Now this person just ice creamed out. So I'm gonna jump to some questions. Now, we are with this show. I don't know if I hit this button a while. You know, big man ain't here, but we gonna hit the button again because
now appealing to women.
We are appealing to women. And we're trying to get that Oprah audience. Oprah ain't here no more. She don't need an audience.
That Swiss Beats song.
What I mean,
I'm trying to get that Oprah.
Yeah, see, that's money. We need the audience first.
We need the money.
I would like the money, but
the
would like the audience first.
You know, the cars and the hoes,
can we just go to some questions? Right. I mean, this may be a fast one because you've been trying to get the fuck out of here since day one.
I really am.
Look, let's just go. Look, we get some more female guests, and then that shit just show up. This is how it works. All right. First question of today's show. New show. Non-Nick related question.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the longest time. It is from, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Catalina.
Catalina, can I read it?
I don't trust your reading skills. I gotta be honest with you. You called the gym a game. You called the gym a game.
I did not call it gym a game.
You called that
shit
a game.
No, I did not. Quit.
I'm just going to read this since I got it right in front of me. It said, Sam, for the last 2 shows, you talked about not having females who listen to the show. I just wanted you to know, not only am I a woman, but I'm also Lebanese. So you got some Mediterranean love out there. That's good. Mediterranean love. Anyway. That's what it actually says. Anyway, my question is, I was raised with all girls, and now I have a son. So she got a son, so she a little bit of that cougar. She got that cougar game going. Oh yeah!
This is how you gonna get me.
Oh yeah! One more time. Anyway. She's raised, she has a son. Like, he was always outgoing, and he has a great attitude. But lately after school, he runs straight in his room and doesn't leave for about 4 hours. He says everything is fine, but he looks very stressed after school, but he goes in his rooms and comes out just fine.
Jacking.
I want to ask him what's going on, but
he
I don't
jacking.
Know. He's still good grades. And he's still sharp, so I don't
he
think
jacking.
It's anything like drugs. Am I worrying, or should I leave this alone?
He's jacking.
Well, Catalina, there's no easy way to say this. You know what? I'll play devil's advocate. Even though all the signs are pointing that he's jacking his dick, I would like to say he's not. Maybe he got video games. It looks stressed. You know, I play some video games, and it takes a little stress off me. That's way before liquor. I don't play video games.
And Jack, while you play video games.
Yeah, alright. I can't bullshit. That kid is jacking off hardcore. For 4 hours? Shit. Goes in the room for 4 hours? There's no little recharge? With that. I mean, for 4 hours.
4 hours.
Four
he
straight
about
out.
12 minutes.
He is jerking off. Stressful day at school. Probably come.
He's setting a move for himself.
Nah, he's probably. Yeah, he's jacking. Yeah, he is jacking. Probably comes home in a fucking band. Get on my goddamn nerves. Fucking history test. Comes out of his room 4 hours later. Hi, everybody. But. To be quite honest, I get it.
Sam's been a teenager boy.
I was a teenager, you know. Sometimes you couldn't deal with the stress without a little jerk. You couldn't deal with it.
Yeah,
it was
you
no. See, that's because you're a woman. I'm sorry.
What does that have to do with anything?
Here's You know, I'm not going to get into it. You don't know what it is to have a dick. You don't know what it is. It's a good thing, but it's a thing that it's a world you don't want any part of. Let's just answer Catalina's question. First of all, he's jacking.
Jacking hard too.
For 4 hours, yeah. That's Olympic style jacking right there. If he's doing it for 4 hours.
How many nuts can he bust in 4 hours?
I don't know him.
I'm just saying, you as a guy, how many nuts can you bust in 4 hours?
If I was aggressively jacking, shit, I don't know. I can only speak from personal experience. I don't. In 4 hours.
What's the longest you ever jacked off?
Not for 4 hours. 4 hours?
No, just be honest with the dude. What's the longest you ever jacked your dick?
It doesn't really take super long.
I'm saying jack back to back.
There's always a recharge period.
So you don't ever have a back-to-back jack?
You can, but I'm just saying.
Have you had a back-to-back jack?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. There's a recharge.
How many back-to-back jacks?
I think it was two or three.
And how many, in how long of a span?
And that was within an hour? Hour, a little bit over.
Yeah, your son is getting
them
nuts out.
It's too long. I'm not saying it's too long of a time, but I'm just saying that he's doing something else.
Doing something.
The jacking is at the top of the list.
Dad are trying to learn how to build bombs.
No. Building bombs will stress you out more. There's a lot of intricacies in building bombs. So, just want to throw that out there. So, Catalina, nothing you need to worry about. He's just jerking. I don't even know if you should worry about it, but at the same token, it's nothing dangerous.
Columbine parents should have worried, so
it's not, look, it's not dangerous. It's borderline healthy. It's what's stopping him from becoming one of those Columbine kids. There you go. And thank you for the Mediterranean love. I'm glad a couple of Lebanese women listened to the show. Never would have thought that in a million years. I don't know if you're a cougar, but if you are, that's right. Get that cougar love. Hello, cougar. What's wrong with the cougar? What's wrong with the cougars out there?
Who said she was a cougar?
I'm just guessing.
You know, she could not be a cougar at 40 and up.
Well, she has a son who's in high school. Let's just do the math here. Son in high school, right? Single parent. Alright, we don't know what happened to dad. Dad is gone. He out of picture. Alright, so, most people had kids around what age?
Maybe she had them early.
Okay, alright, what's the earliest she would have had a kid?
Say 18.
Okay, 18.
Which would make her 33, if he's 15.
Alright, let's say 33. That is entering the first
stage. Cougar is 40.
That's entering the first stage as a cougar. That's a cougar neighborhood right there.
33?
Yeah, she.
So the chicks that are after you?
Not a problem. That's entering cougar world. I'm not saying she's a resident there. She just got there. Nothing bad about it. She just Cougar Junior. Patrolling. Looking for some cock. Cougars. Alright. Let's move on to the next question. I think we should keep it with all females today. Since we are trying to appeal to the women, you know, the best way we know how, we are
now appealing to women.
Yes, we are. We're appealing to the women. Let's keep this another female question. And we got a female helping us ask questions, and we trying to get that Oprah. We trying to get on to that Oprah. She ain't doing shit.
She got on.
Well, she ain't on it. She just behind the scenes.
She ain't on.
Well, she is now. She ain't doing shit else.
All right. Oprah deserves a break.
Well, she been doing this shit for 25 years. I mean, all right. All right.
Can I read the question?
No.
What?
Because we don't trust your reading skills. This one comes from Lisa. Lisa, short and straight to the point. Should I end my relationship with my boy's friend? Can I finish my question?
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Please? Should I? Yes! Just, what type of female fucking hater shit is that?
Read the question.
I'm cutting your mic off. I think I should. He was like,
I think you should. Come on, my girl.
Should I end my relationship up? Yes, nigga!
I got fired off the show.
I would brought you back. See that? We're an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I'm trying to bring people back. Look, despite your not funniness.
I'm hilarious.
Despite you know shit about sports. And despite your questionable executive producer skills. We found it in our heart. Deep down in our heart to bring you back. Now, not gonna lie to you, Big Man was totally against you. He was just like, don't bring her back. Stop, just back.
I said, don't bring me back. I was with him.
I said, don't bring her back.
I was fine not coming back.
But I saw the light.
I like working behind the scenes.
You don't do shit.
I like working behind the scenes.
That's the thing. There is really not a lot of behind the scenes. You didn't really do shit. That's why we're questioning the whole executive producer, mainly because I notice anytime there's a female guest, they can't make it, and you kind of take the spot. But if there's a male guest, like I deal with questionably gay Nick and Tyson all day long.
Okay.
Oh yeah, but. T-Biggs will show up. We get Biggs. Pete Up. He hasn't been in the show in a while. We get Pete Up. Oh, guys. But if there's a female, somebody can't make it. I'm just saying.
Read the damn question, Sam.
All right, sorry.
You're doing too much.
Just going back to Lisa. Sorry, Lisa. Lisa writes, should I end my relationship with my boyfriend because I'm jealous of his kids?
Yes.
You know what? Fuck it. Answer the question.
I tell you what.
Do you want to give a reason why? Yes!
If he's for his kids, I'm not saying a man can't be for his kids. I applaud that. But if you don't see yourself on his plate, then why are you torturing yourself?
Whoa. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Okay, so it's okay for you not to pay any attention to me. That's not a relationship. You're wasting time.
Alright, but here's the deal. Here's how y'all women use. I'm sorry. You know what? You're right. Before I say what I'm going to say, with that out of the way, y'all flip it any way y'all want. It's just, okay, if he didn't pay attention to his kids, it would be, and paid attention to you, I don't know what type of father he is. He don't even pay attention. He's just running around the streets with that girl.
Let him be a daddy.
So now, he's actually been a damn good dad.
If you're making yourself suffer by being with him, if you're not happy because he's not paying any attention to you, then you need to move on. It's a waste of time.
Maybe she's jealous of the kids for another reason. You ever thought about that?
Well, maybe she needs to specify why.
Well, I can't help that shit. She wrote the question.
Until the next time.
I'm pretty sure.
Next.
No. I'm pretty sure she probably has some deep-seated emotional issues. Maybe. Maybe not. Why else would she be jealous? Maybe little Billy got a fucking Happy Meal and she wanted some steak. And being the good dad he is, he got little Billy a Happy Meal because he asked for the Happy Meal. And little Billy is now more happy. How hard is it for you to keep that fucking mic on?
It's hot. My ears is off here sweating.
But anyway, Billy got his Happy Meal and got a little toy. And she like, this is some bullshit. If he gets a toy, I deserve some type of necklace. You know how y'all women folk are. I'm sorry. Before I even finish that sentence, I just need to play that one more time.
Now appealing to women.
I am appealing to women.
How many more minutes we got left?
Don't worry about it. I went 2 hours with Nick and the whole thing, so.
You don't go 2 hours with me.
We can go as far as this thing. You know, even though you're trying to murder funny right now.
I'm not murdering funny. Yes, I'm being real.
Yes, you are. You're murdering funny.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't know how to put on a fucking microphone.
It's hot.
It's not that hot.
I'm burning up.
It's not like fuck up your microphone hot. That shit costs money.
I bought it so I can do what I want.
Yes. No, you didn't.
I bought both of the mics, the one you're wearing and the one I'm wearing. No, with my money. You didn't reimburse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's like...
You didn't reach in the petty cash drawer and give me some money for this.
Okay. Yeah, they took my money from both our wallets or some shit like that. Oh, okay.
You hurt me. I bought it. You didn't reimburse me.
God damn it. Can we answer a question?
Yes.
Fucking Linda.
Lisa.
No, it's another one.
Linda. No, go read Linda's question.
Linda. Oh, see, we're trying to appeal to women. You know, there's a lot of fucking women questions today. Because...
Now appealing to women!
We are appealing to women.
No, you're not. I'm not appealed yet.
What? Because you don't hear the gay shit in the back of the song? Like,
yeah, I hear the Kim song in the background, whatever it is.
Now appealing to women!
We are appealing to women!
Well, that was my computer, in case anybody wants to know.
Man, no one gives a shit.
I was about to know.
So you turn off your shit mid-show.
Yeah, I had to restart. I thought I had to update my phone. Go ahead.
All right. Here it is. Linda writes, why can't men with money be faithful? First Tiger, then Jesse James, now Arnold Schwarzenegger. Why can't you men just keep it in your pants?
Do I have to answer that?
Oh, I'm going to answer that. I'm going to answer that shit. I'm going to answer the hell out of that shit.
Choose your words wisely.
Hey, we appealing to women.
Every time you say it, you don't have to play the damn song.
Yeah, I do. Big man ain't here. I'm running the board. We are appealing to women. But first, I want you to answer the question. I want you...
Well, this is the reason I think. I mean, when you get a certain amount of money, you get a certain level of power.
Mm-hmm.
You feel invincible. No one can touch you. I can do whatever I want to do. And no one's going to say anything to me. There are no consequences for my actions. I'm about to do me.
Okay.
Then when you get money, your level of hoe changes. When you're...
Not really.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Okay.
When you're the UPS driver, you may get Kmart hoes. And you get a little position. You get bumped up. Now you're a... Who makes more than UPS drivers?
I don't know. The nigga who makes... Just say the person who makes more than...
Now you get bumped up to another position. Now you got Target hoes. Move it up a little bit better. You keep moving up to the level of hoe. And now you're at Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now you got these Neiman Marcus Prada Gucci hoes.
All right, I'm just going to stop.
So, I'm not saying that these are the quality of women. I'm just saying you can do more. So when you have more money, you can do effed up stuff and no one's going to say nothing to you. So, the Kmart hoes you had before, they was down for you. Now you feel like you can have all the hoes. Kmart, Neiman Marcus, every hoe you want to have because you got money. Can't nobody say nothing to you. Regardless if you have a wife, she don't matter because she's kept because you got money. So she's kept. So that's my theory. Wife at home, long as she got her some Louboutins or whatever it is she like to wear, she fine. But you going to go out and you going to play. You going to do what you want to do. That's just my theory.
All right. Let me tell you all the real.
I like
man. Let me just break this thing down. Tie all these females talking about some it has money and money. No, it doesn't have money. Let me explain something to you. You don't know what it's like to have a dick. And what I mean by that is,
yeah, I do.
You don't know. You don't know what it means to walk around with something because there's always a struggle. Alright? And there's, regardless to how much money you got. You said it best, and I'm gonna quote Linda with this. She said, keep it in your pants! That's all we got! Now, I done made these guys, one guy, greatest athlete to ever grace golf. Jesse James is a nothing guy. He was the motherfucker who worked on your car. Somebody saw him, put him on TV. He works on cars. Now he got the money to do so. Arnold Schwarzenegger hands down, one of the, he gotta be in the top most 100 most recognizable people ever. To just walk the world, who may be still living right now, top most recognizable. You go wherever you go, somebody knows who he is. Everybody knows who Arnold is. Movies, he's a fucking Terminator, for God's sake. And all three of these people, they have a dick. And with that, the level of people just throwing themselves at you. Okay, first of all, you ain't even got to be on that level. You could be a regular guy. And every day, I have a conversation with me and my Johnson. Hey, look, can't cheat. Hey, dog, we can't cheat. Hey, dog, we can't cheat. Fuck that, girl at the grocery store, can't cheat. Lebanese girl.
Is it what you tell yourself?
Mediterranean love. Can't cheat. Hey, dog. Seriously. This is me talking to my dick. Hey, we can't cheat. We cannot cheat. And,
you do realize your wife is sitting there.
Hey, I understand this. And my Johnson, right there looking at me. And my Johnson asks a very good question every time I say, dog, we can't cheat. He looks up and he says, why? I'm like, I can't answer that question. I can't honestly answer that question and believe the answer. Like, look, it's wrong. We ain't supposed to do it. Why? Fuck, that's a good... That's... What? And I have this argument with my Johnson. Why?
Do you want to cheat on me that bad?
No. But it's... I don't. I personally don't. He does. He does. And that's what I said. You ain't never had... It's two people. Every guy is two people. And they're at constant odds with each other. It's a battle of good and evil, what's right and what's wrong. Every time.
You ain't never had long I had to battle with my cooch. Never.
You see, you don't understand why you don't have that battle.
Because I'm only for you. I don't look at other
See that see yeah, fuck all that right now. Alright. Okay.
Whatever.
The reason you don't have that because I could go any newsstand ever. And I can pull up a Cosmo. As of last week, I can turn on Oprah. They give me a million reasons what to do with pussy. It's just like, alright, you do this for your guy. You do this, 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 and this. There's a guidelines, there's rules. There's like, you can buy a Cosmo, and there's like a rule for every fold of the labia. It's just, this is the operation manual, and this is how you use it. We only get, what? 4 words, 5 words. Hey, keep it in your pants. That's it. That's the only form of advice we get. Hey, dude, keep it in your pants. Hey, guy. Yeah. And isn't that the fucking point to become big and famous so you could just bang as many chicks as humanly possible? That's why anyone is fucking famous.
Do you want to bang as many chicks as humanly
possible? I'm not famous.
If you were,
I was,
you would cheat on me.
No. But the level of temptation, fuck, the level of temptation is here now. But when you get that big, the level of temptation of you getting away with it greatly increases. Mm-mm-mm. I'm just telling the real. So it's not shame on them. Yes.
So what? That's not an excuse to hurt.
I'm not
somebody.
Saying
that is not.
I'm not saying that they're aren't pigs. I'm not saying they're. I'm not saying some guys who just don't take advantage of the situation, but what I am saying is...
There's temptation out there for everybody. That's why it's called temptation.
No. The level that y'all have is never enough. So, we almost done with this thing, but before we get out of here, or before I get out of here, she's already halfway out of the door. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about, you know, while we're going to Meijer buying her some ice cream. Got them keys ready. On a warm one of the things we can do while we're out on town. Bound for nowhere, met up with again. We can go pick up some chicken. We were both too tired to sleep. And so we took turns. I know just a place. Up the window at the and that dark. Place is Kenny Rogers Roasters. Kenny Rogers Roasters. Home of the Broster Chicken. Home of the new chicken filet sandwich. Home of the chicken breast poppers. You ever had any chicken breast poppers, baby? No, you haven't. You had punk ass chicken nuggets from them other chicken places. But you ain't never had no roasted chicken breast poppers. And you can only get that at Kenny Rogers Roasters. So if you're anywhere near the Ontario, California, or the Ontario Mills Mall in Ontario, California, or hell, what if you was in Asia? Or better yet, you could be like me, hanging out with P-Dub, trapped in the airport, at a Nathan's, watching the guy wear the most confusing shirt I ever saw in my life. One of those Ed Hardy boys. You know the one with the dragon is going through. It's like the dragon is chasing his own tail and it bites it and skulls. And they're flying through hearts and he's shitting out the head of Abraham Lincoln. You know, one of those shirts. One of those things you can't do. Bust Kenny Rogers Roasters. Kenny Rogers Roasters. Now open in Malaysia. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Rogers. That's right. Kenny Rogers Roasters. Baby, you like that Kenny Rogers Roasters, right?
No.
Why don't you like Kenny Rogers Roasters?
I don't.
Why do you hate the Kenny Rogers?
Because Kenny Rogers, you always talking about Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers ain't bringing a dime in here.
You don't see it. You are a shitty executive producer. It's a coalition to bring back Kenny Rogers to
whenever I get cut a check, then I get happy about it.
First of all, why are you hating on the chicken breast poppers? I've had those, and those are delicious.
I tried to pop my breast in your mouth. You ain't like that.
You didn't have that Kenny Rogers sauce on it. Why don't you try some of that? Hell, you don't even eat Kenny Rogers sauce. Why don't you try some of that KC Masterpiece?
You going to hell.
How about some open pit on them some bitches?
You're going to hear
all of those are at Kenny Rogers Roasters. So, that's it. I think we should wrap this up because somebody wants some ice cream and I want some Kenny Rogers Roasters. As always, you can email the show at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at SamShow11 at Twitter. I would ask if somebody else threw it.
My Twitter is Tasha.
No, but wait.
Tasha May. Wait, you
know, no. Before we get into all of that.
You're a hater.
The only way you can throw that Twitter out there, because you are a woman, and I don't know if you know this or not, but we are appealing to women. And we're trying to get a few more female listeners going after that Oprah. So, was that Twitter again?
At Tasha.
Well, we gotta cut this one short.
1984.
It's been one of those shows where, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. Go ahead. No one cut off your mic. You can still talk.
Price bullets.
What? Why? Look. One more time. I'm sorry. One more time. Throw out your Twitter address. Go ahead. I'm serious. Go ahead. Come on. Alright, come on. Come on.
Mm-mm.
I'll get you some ice cream. Alright, fuck it. You can reach her at, never mind. So, we're just going to end the show. Go ahead. It's okay. You
move
can say
your hand.
My hand is not
move
near
the other
it.
Hand.
Okay, here it is.
Tasha Mack, 1984.
I'm sorry. No one caught all of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just going to end the show right now. Thanks for sticking with us. So, holla at y'all next week. All right. Peace out, y'all.